Yeah, I mean, I've never been in this situation before. Nobody really knows what the future holds. So, I mean, for right now, my mind's just trying to finish the season off strong. One game left. Just enjoy these last few days with my teammates, because obviously the locker room is not going to be the same guys in the locker room no matter what happens either on Sunday. So just enjoy these moments with everybody.
James White, one of the Patriots players who could be playing his last game in a Patriots uniform today. Time to welcome in Jeff Howe of The Athletic, who joins us now on Patriots Preview, driven by your New England Honda dealers. Jeff Howe brought to you by Rockland Federal Credit Union. Times have been tough. Rockland Federal Credit Union can help with the products you need, a free on-demand credit monitoring tool, and the personal service you deserve. Visit rfcu.com today. Rockland Federal Credit Union, our legacy, our future. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Jeff, we were talking earlier about draft position for the Patriots today. And I came into the show saying the Patriots can get as high as 10. And many people have tweeted, both Chris and I, saying, no, it's actually 9. And I know you have done extensive work on this week, Jeff.
Tons of work.
So what say you about this Patriots draft position today? They're at 14. How high can they go?
I think I might be at fault for that 9 thing, because that was what I tweeted out last week, thinking that, you know, it was a possibility they could get the strength of schedule tiebreaker against the Panthers, but I went through it a whole lot more extensively for the story that we put up on The Athletic, and the way that the strength of schedule tiebreaker was unfolding, the Patriots would lose out on the 9th pick to the Panthers if everything falls perfectly by one game. So their strength of schedule would be off by one game in the standings.
All right, so there we go. There we
have
it.
So 10 is as high as they can get.
10 and yep. 15 is the lowest. They can only drop back one more spot.
That's right.
All right.
Good. And if they lose, which is a distinct possibility with not just how the Jets are playing.
Oh, I'm predicting it. I think they're going to lose today. And I'm at this point, it's like, go for it. You know, go for that. Go for the best pick now.
Yeah. And 10 or 11 is, you know, everything has to unfold perfectly. I think it's like 5 or 6 other games have to fall their way. But getting the 12 is absolutely realistic with the games that they need to unfold in their favor. So it's moving up those couple spots. You know, it might not sound like a lot, but when you're talking about maybe trading up for a quarterback or to get Trey Lance, you know, you're going to need to get into the 5 to 8 range. And when you're trying to convince any of those teams to move down, you know, they don't want to fall out of maybe a possibility of getting the second tackle off the board, or, you know, if they can't get Jamar Chase, one of the Alabama receivers, or, you know, Kyle Pitts or whatever. So it's a whole lot more valuable to have the 12th pick than the 14th.
Yeah, absolutely. And also it affects your second round pick, you know, if you're trying to dangle that out there as well, you know, in some sort of trade or just moving up, you know, your second round pick suddenly now is more enticing as well. You mentioned that all the injuries and the distinct possibility that the Patriots could lose today. We're under the impression that Cam Newton will start this game. Do you think he finishes it? Is it just sort of a ceremonial thing where he plays a quarter, a half, and then they go to Stidham? Or do you think he goes the distance today?
I'd be surprised if he went the distance just by the way he's played over the last 10 games or so. I think he's been benched 3 times in their last 10 games. So just the hook has come quicker in recent weeks. And, I mean, again, it's just – whether it's part of it's on him in his performance, part of it's on the skill positions around him. You're probably going to be short a couple offensive linemen today. It's not a favorable recipe for Newton to go out there and have a good game, which makes me think that at some point you'll see Jarrett Stidham. And Belichick has mentioned the importance of getting Stidham those extra reps. I mean, all signs have pointed toward Newton starting this game. But again, just the way that the season's gone, especially over the last few weeks, I would be very surprised if Newton finished the
game.
And
just as a quick follow there, Jeff, if that's the case, then why not start Stidham?
Yeah, it's a good question. And it was one that I certainly had several weeks ago. But I think going into last week, this is on Stidham. Stidham, the door has been cracked open for Stidham to be able to push his way through and get a chance to start. And he hasn't earned it. And you know, it's not just the training camp. I mean, Belichick isn't making these decisions off the first 4 practices of training camp. But Stidham has to do more in practice. If, you know, I made the point, the comparison to Tom Brady back after going into the 2001 season. And I just want to preface this by screaming from the top of the mountains, I am not comparing Jarrett Stidham to Tom Brady. Just the situation. When they were going into the 2001 season, they knew, the coaching staff, every decision maker there knew that Tom Brady was the best quarterback on the roster. But Drew Bledsoe had just signed a $100 million contract 6 months earlier. Benching a $100 million quarterback is a pretty difficult thing for a second-year coach to do. They don't have that situation right now. They could have absolutely put Cam Newton on the bench and started Jarrett Stidham if Stidham had done enough in practice to earn that starting opportunity, and he hasn't done it.
But how could he possibly be any worse than Cam Newton at this point? I mean, I get it. You know, I understand the practice part of it. But at a certain point, don't you have to look
Jeff,
at how...
Jeff, Chris is just having a real hard time coming to grips with the fact that Jarrett Stidham hasn't been very good.
I'm not the biggest Jarrett Stidham fan, but I also think, like, doing... You know, again, what's the definition of insanity? You know, trying the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And so I just look at it, and sometimes change for the sake of change is merited.
Look, I totally get where you're coming from. I wrote this. I think it was after the Rams game. What's the harm in putting Stidham out there? Give him the chance to see if he's got some Jimmy Garoppolo in him, you know, a guy who performs better on game days than in practice. And it just comes back to the fact that he hasn't earned it. And nobody drove that Stidham hype train harder than I did this offseason. I mean, everything I saw during his rookie training camp, everybody I talked to from his past to his current throwing coach, I mean, there's everything I saw and heard about him suggested that this guy was a starter. And he blew it in the first 4 days of training camp. Newton was better than him. He got hurt. By the time he was healthy enough, they had to get Newton ready for week one. And Stidham hasn't done enough over the last 16 weeks to take that job away.
So I'm going to stay on this because I'm just going to say
because
this.
Now you're at the point where you're blaming the guest, like Jeff's the coach.
No, I'm not blaming the guest. So here's my question. If Stidham is that deficient, Jeff, do you think he's on the roster next year? Because I don't understand why, if the guy's not worth playing, then he shouldn't be occupying a roster spot. Because the reality is, even if this is my opinion now, even if you're a backup, there's a possibility you might have to come into a game and win that game. And it could be the difference between making the playoffs or not. Or that the starter gets hurt and you need to start for a three-game stretch. And we need to know you're not going to knock us out of the playoffs by playing terribly and going 0-3. So it's not just it's not a zero-sum game where either you're a starter or you know, you have no role to play on the team. Even a backup, you have to have some level of confidence the guy is worth putting in a game.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And there will be some significant changes to the quarterback position this offseason. And whether they draft a guy, I mean, let's say they trade up and they get Trey Lance, and he's the guy. They're bringing him
in. I love
in.
How much Jeff loves is, Trey Lance.
Jeff's right with Trey Lance.
Jeff needs a T-shirt like your game pants. T-shirt?
Yes.
Just one that says Trey Lance guy.
I'm with you there, Jeff.
Right?
I love it.
Like,
yeah,
you're Trey.
The Lance pants.
Right.
Yes, Lance
yes,
pants.
Lance
do
pants.
It.
Yes.
Oh, this is great.
But you know what? I'll veer off course for a minute here, too. Yeah. I think the way Justin Fields played the other night solidifies him as one of the top three quarterbacks, whereas maybe a week ago we weren't totally sure that he couldn't have fallen to the fourth guy. So I think
his toughness.
Right now Trey Lance is the most realistic guy, whether it's Wilson or Fields at two. The next guy, I would be surprised if he's not off the board by four, considering somebody's probably going to trade up to get him. So then that really makes Lance is probably the only realistic possibility if you're going to move up. And at this point, I forgot what the original point was.
Oh, the original point was just, you know, is Jarrett Stidham on the roster?
Right.
You know, if you have so little faith in him or he's earned so little, like even as a backup, it seems like
Jeff,
maybe it's, you know.
You know what they could do? They could draft a quarterback, Trey Lance. We'll use him as the example. And then they could draft five more players, and then they could be in the fourth round at like 135th overall and draft another quarterback.
That's
and
a good
you'd
point.
And you'd look at it and say, oh, that's like a throwaway extra quarterback bring in. You know what that would be? That would be Jarrett Stidham. He was the seventh guy they drafted in the fourth round of the draft at 133 overall. And he gets talked about like he could be the next guy. They could draft another guy in the same spot as Stidham in this draft, in addition to going and getting a guy like Trey Lance. That could all happen.
100%.
Yes.
Not just and not just the seventh guy that they drafted. The 10th time that they were on the clock was when they finally drafted Jarrett Stidham because of the
Great
trades.
Point.
So
love it.
They overlooked him nine times before they finally came back and said, this is the time to take him. And I mean, everybody's saying, well, why not Mac Jones or Kyle Trask? I don't think either of those guys is the answer at this point. I wouldn't take either one. And I mean, maybe Mac Jones in the second round, but I still think that's too high for him.
Agreed.
I wouldn't go near Kyle Trask until the fourth round. And you know what? That's fine. Kyle Trask could be off the board at 50 and the fourth round is unrealistic, but look at Jamie Newman or maybe Ian Book. You're like a late Saturday pick. The way that Washington did with RG3 and Kirk Cousins, seven, 8 years ago or whatever that was, that formula is absolutely out there. And then with the amount of veterans who are going to be looking for work, I mean, Matt Stafford, I think, is the ideal veteran if you're going to try to go that route in a trade scenario. We'll see if that new Lions regime is going to make him available. I know everybody kind of talks about Garoppolo or potentially Matt Ryan or Carson Wentz. I mean, Ryan and Wentz have borderline untradeable contracts, but there are going to be guys who are looking for work, the ones that are the obvious ones right now, and then potentially some wild cards depending on how the top half of the draft shakes out and teams looking to move on from somebody else. And I know Darnold is another one. I can't imagine that possibility exists of the Jets trading him within the division, especially to the Patriots.
Jeff Howe, The Athletic. Go check out his stories covering the Patriots. I'm sure there's a lot to cover this coming offseason, and always follow him on Twitter at Jeff P. Howe. Jeff, thanks.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, Jeff Howe joining us here on Patriots Preview. On the other side, it will be Paul Perillo of Patriots.com. That's on the way on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.